Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning from one of Atlanta's finest, I think, and one of the companies I think that represents great values and morals wherever you go, even if you're in another country, it's still the same. Rodney Bullard, Vice President of Community Affairs at Chick-fil-A and Executive Director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation, is here to talk about something really special. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Twanda. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to join you. You're one of my favorite people, and I love Kiss 104. I grew up listening to Kiss 104.
Now, that's so awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. You, I looked at your bio, and I'm like, how did he get here from there? I mean, can you just for a moment talk about you were United States Air Force, you're an attorney. I mean, you did all of this stuff, and now you're in community affairs.
Well, I have had some blessed opportunities to go from Decatur, Georgia, to the White House, to NASA, to the Air Force, and now to Chick-fil-A. And I really think that the thread between all of it is community giving back, mm-hmm. and making sure that we take good care of one another, which is what we do at Chick-fil-A. And I hope that everyone feels that experience when you come to a Chick-fil-A restaurant, when you interact with our team members, and when you eat our food, that you feel like you're taken care of. And that's really the spirit that we try and to imbue in the community, that we want to take good care of our community, mm-hmm. the place in which we live, and our family, the neighbors that we have, and all blessings that we're offered. So really, it's a great opportunity to do it.
You know, and I believe that when you go into a Chick-fil-A, how kind everybody is. And I actually did a employee encounter note card to your company about one of your employees. She was so sweet and kind. This was right down here in Atlanta, across the street from Piedmont. And I was actually in that store, in that restaurant, and one of your employees, I just watched her just light the room up. You know, she was in the dining part of it, and she was just so kind to everybody, and she talked to the kids, and she was just so kind. And then she got to me, and she talked to me. And so, you know, when you see that, it's good because you don't know what kind of day people are having.
True.
You really don't.
Very true.
Yeah, so.
We have a wonderful video where we showcase, really to our employees, it was a training video that showcases you never know what type of day, mm-hmm. or what's going on, good or bad, in a person's life. And we may be that interaction
That's
that
right.
makes a huge difference. So,
it's so true.
So thank you for that. Glad that you had that experience.
I did. And it was recently, so it was awesome. So you're here to talk about Dan Cathy.
Yes.
Who is phenomenal, walking in his father's footsteps and really keeping the foundation of what Truett Cathy believed in and founded Chick-fil-A on. He's holding steady with that.
He really is. And I think he has put his own spin on it. I call Dan the most interesting man in the world. He's an accomplished trumpet player who's played with Sounds of Blackness. He is an accomplished CEO, obviously, at Chick-fil-A. And he really is a humanitarian, mm-hmm. and a philanthropist who is giving back to our community in Atlanta well beyond the borders that you would expect.
Exactly.
And so I think the African American Film Critics Association recognized Dan's heart, mm-hmm. and recognized his activity. And so we're really pleased and honored to stand with the African American Critics Association.
They gave him the AAFCA Film Advocate Award. And this is given to a corporate entity or individual who promotes the growth and well-being of the cinematic arts. And he facilitated Pinewood coming into Georgia, right?
He did. So he facilitated Pinewood, and Pinewood is one of the largest movie production, mm-hmm. facilities in North America. A number of the movies that you see on the screen now, particularly Marvel movies, come out of Pinewood and are filmed right here in Georgia, in Fayette County, mm-hmm. Georgia. And Dan is one of the proprietors of Pinewood. And it's really an ecosystem that not only supports film and the creativity of film, but supports jobs,
yeah.
and also supports the economy and supports us as a whole. So we're really Dan is really proud of that, and we're really proud of Dan's efforts there.
He phenomenal work coming out of there. And talk about some of the other initiatives that you guys are rolling out for the year. You know, I went to, it happened at the beginning of the year, I think, the media event that you do every year. And you showed some really beautiful things that you're rolling out this year, and then some things that you're continuing at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, absolutely. So from a philanthropic standpoint, we're always proud to talk about the Junior Achievement Chick-fil-A Foundation mm-hmm. Discovery Center, which is located at the Georgia World Congress Center. And over 35,000 children go through that facility, children from DeKalb County, Atlanta Public mm-hmm. Schools, Gwinnett County. There's a facility in Gwinnett, Cobb County, and Marietta City Schools also go through this facility, and they learn about financial literacy.
Yeah.
They learn about business. And, you know, if you take a look at a company like Chick-fil-A, it was founded by Truett Cathy, who really understood business and had a spark and a desire to go to business. You wouldn't look at his resume and say, you know, oh, he's going to be president of the United States based off his resume, but based off of his grit and based off of
yes.
his business savvy, he started a multi-billion dollar business that employs thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be able to continue to spark that ingenuity, that entrepreneurship in our kids and in kids from all parts of this city and parts of greater Atlanta. So really proud of Junior Achievement and the partnership with Jack Harris and his team there and what we get a chance to do there. We also, in addition to Junior Achievement, are in partnership with the Atlanta Falcons and the Westside Future Fund and others in helping to redevelop neighborhoods like Vine City, English Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and to continue to make sure that every neighborhood in our community has the same opportunities as every other neighborhood, and every child in our community has the same opportunities as every other child in our community.
Yeah, I noticed that there was a Westside initiative there as well, and I know that's where Truett Cathy grew up.
It is. He actually was in Techwood mm-hmm. Homes, the mm-hmm. nation's first housing project.
Wow. Wow. So you're developing so much, just a positive legacy right here in Atlanta. And it's such a beautiful thing. I know that you're always out somewhere. We see you guys all over the place. We see, you know, the Chick-fil-A cow all over the place.
Good, good.
Doing good things, you know.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate all that you do personally and all that KISS 104 does for our community and that you've all have done for such a very long time. So we have a great path to emulate in what you do personally and what KISS 104 does for our community.
So, you know, I went to Berry College, and that's when I first experienced WinShape. Yeah, when I first experienced WinShape. So WinShape still thriving?
Yes, WinShape is thriving. WinShape is doing amazing work. And continues to act as a wonderful ministry, really giving back to families, to married couples, teaching leadership. There's six different ministries up under WinShape.
Wow.
And then there's also LifeShape, and LifeShape is a wonderful opportunity to minister to those overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot going on at Chick-fil-A.
That is phenomenal, phenomenal. You know, and we all know that Truett Cathy created Chick-fil-A and brought his faith into it with his faith, using his faith. Faith was all wrapped around that thing. And that's something that continues at Chick-fil-A.
Without question. We're a company based off of biblical values and mm-hmm. biblical principles. You know, we are very much a business, and Truett believed that businesses could strive and thrive in the marketplace, but still retain that saltiness,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, you can't be a leader and not be a servant. And so
yes.
a lot of people don't get that, but you see that throughout Chick-fil-A. They are servant leaders. And even down to the little teenagers that work there, you know, they are servant leaders.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of our corporate purpose is to glorify God by being a good and faithful steward of all that's been entrusted to us and have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. And that really requires, you know, service and genuine, mm-hmm. authentic heart for service.
That is phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing. And we congratulate Dan Cathy on the 2017 AAFCA Film Advocate Award. You know, he's so deserving with those beautiful eyes. Don't know where they came from, but he's got beautiful eyes. And we appreciate you coming to share. Rodney Bullard, Vice President of Community Affairs at Chick-fil-A and Executive Director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful day.